Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the House put in a lot of long hours this week to try and come to a solution for funding the state budget this year and had some success on Wednesday. What's it all about?
Well, we're working diligently to come up with a final budget package to fund the fiscal year 17-18 state budget. This week, the State House approved legislation that would generate enough revenue to close the projected budget gap. The revenue package is really a fiscally responsible plan that does not include any new or increased taxes. The plan would fund the $1.5 billion deficit that's left over from the 16-17 budget, as well as provide enough revenue needed for the current budget of approximately $600 million, which would come from legislative reserves, from transfers of special accounts with excess or dormant funding, would come from multi-year agency lapsed funds. It would also come from gaming reform proceeds, from additional liquor system reforms and transfers, and also from the sale of a portion of the tobacco settlement monies. But I will say at the same time that I think more negotiation is needed. Sending this back to the Senate moves us forward, and my hope is that we can conclude this year's budget debate very soon.
There was also some legislation approved that will help Pennsylvania veterans. What are some of the details on this?
This was a bill that we passed this week to help veterans and their spouses by enhancing their eligibility for state programs and services. House Bill 980 would exempt 100% of a veteran's federal disability compensation or pension from income calculations for any state program or benefit. For example, the PACE or PACE-NET prescription drug programs, or the low-income home energy assistance program. It is important to note that this is already the case for the property tax rent rebate program. So I think this is an important bill to help veterans, and the bill will now move to the state Senate for consideration.
There's also been a lot of talk on the national level about ID theft and a major occurrence of loss of information that could affect many Pennsylvanians. What are some of the details people need to know?
Well, this is certainly a very important issue. And in light of the recent news about the data breach with Equifax, it's very troubling. Residents are encouraged to learn more about identity theft and how to protect their information from being used fraudulently. The Pennsylvania Attorney General is participating in the national investigation into this data breach. And in the meantime, consumers are urged to be proactive in monitoring their credit reports and financial account statements, such as credit cards and utilities, to look for any suspicious activity. And if you do find that, you can report that to the State Attorney General's office hotline at 1-800-441-2555.
And you just had a successful senior expo, and I understand you have another one coming up soon.
We had a great senior expo came this week. It was very well attended, always a great event with a lot of information presented. I want to thank everyone who came out to the senior expo. In addition, we're hosting another senior expo in Potter County. It's going to be held on Friday, October 13th at the Rowlett Fire Hall from 9 to 1 p.m. I certainly would encourage folks to come out to that event.
And there's an event coming up that could be very important to those who are interested in their Second Amendment rights and has a lot of great information. What do people need to know?
Well, this is an event that's some time away, but time passes so quickly. I'm hosting another free firearm safety and rights seminar. This event will be held on Thursday, November 9th at 6 p.m. at the Kane Community Center on Fraley Street in Kane. And certainly would invite folks to join me along with McKean County District Attorney Stephanie Vettenberg Schaefer, McKean County Sheriff Dan Woods, and McKean County Deputy Sheriff Roger Sager for a discussion about Pennsylvania's concealed carry laws, the Castle Doctrine, and other valuable information regarding state gun laws and gun safety. So you can register for this event at my website at repcauser.com or by calling one of my district offices.
And I understand you have some great information for hunters for the upcoming hunting season at your district office.
The Pennsylvania Game Commission this year decided that if you want a Pennsylvania Hunting and Trapping Digest, you had to pay for one. The cost is $6. But I have copies of this Hunting and Trapping Digest available at my district offices free of charge. So anyone who would like one is encouraged to stop by the office, and we'd be glad to provide one.
Representative Causer, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Martin Causer.